An oratorio based on the stories of Appalachian migrants to Cincinnati has its world premiere on April 16th and 17th. Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir, is part of the forces bringing State by composer Nate May to life. Muse artistic director Rhonda Giuliano is here to fill us in. Welcome back, Rhonda.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about State.
State is a pretty exciting oratorio. As you mentioned, Nate May is a graduate composition major from CCM, and he himself was raised in the mountains of Appalachia and has a real interest in the history of Appalachian people. And he was looking through a photo book and wondered about the Appalachian folks in Cincinnati and their stories behind why they moved here. So he wrote an oratorio based on interviews from people in Price Hill, people who live there currently and people who have lived there previously, to get their stories of their displacement and how they ended up in Cincinnati. It is a five-work oratorio, and it's written for chorus, solo, and percussion.
And the people who he interviewed, he must have interviewed a lot of people, and it's winnowed down to, what, 35 minutes?
Yes, 35 to 40 minutes. He did. He has pages and pages of notes, as well as a lot of recordings that he sifted through. It took him many, many, many hours. And he ended up focusing on three women. One's named Eileen, Debbie, and Omope. And their stories are quite interesting. And what I'm fascinated about is his ability to bring in percussion. He really is an avant-garde composer. What he's using on the percussion end are things like metal objects, vibraphone, drums, brushes on skillets, banjos, but not used in the traditional way. The banjo has loose strings, and he uses it more and more as a percussive instrument than an actual stringed instrument.
So it's not exactly what you'd call traditional Appalachian music. And I think in reading some of his notes, that's what he is working toward, going against stereotype.
Absolutely. It is going against all stereotypes. Not a lot of melody. At the same time, there is a storyline that it runs through, and the soloist carries that line of thought of the actual words that the interviewees spoke. And Muse reiterates important parts of that. So just for example, the first story talks about a woman who moved here, Eileen, who moved here and never been in the city, and saw a light that flickered all night. It was actually the radio tower lights that she had never seen. And Muse will sing flicker in very different rhythmic patterns that reinforce the story.
And tell us about the soloist, Kate Wakefield, who's going to be the soloist for the oratorio.
Kate is also a graduate of CCM and trained operatically as well as, well, classically, but also has the ability to sing pop music and a really clean, straight tone, which is what I think Nate is looking for in this particular piece. He's written it for the line that's just very pure, and Muse has also been asked to sing with that same tone, especially we have a couple soloists that sing with her as well and have been asked to sing with that same tone. It's very effective.
And Kate just received a Cincinnati Entertainment Award, I believe, for singer-songwriter.
Yes, she did. She's very active in our community, and we're really pleased to have her performing with us.
And how many percussionists are there going to be?
There are three percussionists and a pianist. So I guess technically there's four. Pianists are considered percussionists. So again, some very exciting rhythmic things happening. I think anyone who comes to listen will be really pleased and surprised with what they're going to hear.
Nate has received a lot of support for this, not just from ArtsWave, but from other sources. He's received support from People's Liberty, which is really tremendous. That's an acknowledgement of the nature of the project.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the People's Liberty awarded him, I believe, a $10,000 grant for this particular work, as well as he received a grant from Berea College last year, which allowed him to do these interviews and take the time to sift through the multitude of text he had and recordings. And ArtsWave gave us, Muse, a $6,000 grant in order that we could present this in Lower Price Hill, which is a highly Appalachian populated community. And we're able to offer free tickets to our community, which I'm very excited about.
Getting back to the women whose stories are being sung, two of them live very, very close to Community Matters, which is where the concert's going to be.
Yes, right around the corner. And they're very active in Lower Price Hill. In addition to the oratorio, we are really pleased to be working with My Cincinnati as a guest orchestra with us. They'll be the first half of the concert, and that is going to be conducted by Eddie Kwan. It's a smaller group of 22 stringed players out of the larger 85-piece orchestra, and they will be featured on three pieces. I believe one of those pieces is also a new commissioned piece by Nate May, because Nate found out they were playing with us and was excited to write a piece for them. So there'll be three pieces that they play by themselves, and we will sing two pieces collaboratively.
And Muse is going to be performing songs separately, too.
Absolutely. Yes, we are. We're going to sing, again, focus on the Appalachian community. The two pieces we're going to sing with My Cincinnati are The New Underground Railroad and Memory of a Mountain by Margie Dries. Because it's important for My Cincinnati and Muse to always sing songs that have a message behind it and a story that's important to our community behind it, both of these pieces have powerful messages and can stand alone.
My Cincinnati, for our listeners who may not be aware, is an amazing after-school music program that is based in Lower Price Hill also, and now has over 100 kids participating in this music program after school 5 days a week. So it's a wonderful collaboration.
It is. I'm very excited about it.
The concert is at Community Matters in Price Hill. Tell us a little bit about that. That's Muse's new home, too.
It is Muse's new home. Community Matters lines up with Muse's vision, and when we were looking for a new home, it just felt right to be there. They have Community Matters, and they have Education Matters. In that facility, they provide a community center. It used to be St. Michael's. Now they call it The Sanctuary. It is their new community hall, and right next door is Education Matters, where they offer classes and GED certificates, and it's a wonderful opportunity. They offer childcare if someone wants to take some educational classes. They also offer ESL and tutoring. They have a food bank and a thrift store there. So it just all reinforces the community and the needs of the community and provides opportunities.
And this is really an oratorio that speaks to the residents in the community, especially since two of them are featured in it.
It speaks a lot about displacement, you know, and that's an issue we've talked about before here. You know, when they have coal mining in the mountains and the land is no longer the people's land, where do they go and what do you do? And the community just goes where they end up, you know, really. They're displaced. And this is a community that has been displaced to some extent.
Nate May has said that in doing this, he felt a greater connection with his community. It was not necessarily a heritage that he was interested in until he started really looking into it. And coming to Cincinnati, I think, was actually part of the plan for graduate school.
It's interesting how you, when you listen to other people's histories and stories, how small the world is and how it relates to your own personal life. And I think Nate May, as you said, was really touched by that and some of the stories.
Well, it's going to be an exciting concert, and it is Saturday and Sunday, April 16th and 17th at Community Matters in Lower Price Hill. Tickets are free, but advance reservations are necessary.
Yes, they are. We have limited seating, not to discourage anyone, but we do want to know if you're coming. So please get online at musechoir.org and reserve your tickets, and they will be reserved at roll call for you.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda, for being with me. Muse will be part of this presentation of State at Community Matters. And you can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.